I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The cruise ship industry is facing a lot of questions about its safety today. The image of that crippled, half-submerged cruise liner off the coast of Italy will not be easily forgotten. The Costa Concordia ran into rocks on Friday night near the Italian island of Giglio. The giant ship eventually came to rest on its side, right next to the island. Six people are known to have died. 16 others are still missing. In a few minutes, we're going to speak to an expert on cruise ship safety. First, though, we turn to Lauren Moore. She was one of the 4,200 people on the Costa Concordia on Friday night. She'd boarded with a group of friends that afternoon. Nearly 8 hours later, Lauren was literally on a sinking ship. She's now back home in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Lauren, tell us where you were when you realized something was amiss on the ship.
We were actually seated at dinner when we hit the rock. We heard a loud noise and everything started moving. Glasses and dishes and utensils started hitting the floor, and the entire ship started leaning to one side. Everyone started getting up and running away. The lights started flickering, and that's when we realized something was bad.
What did that sound like? I mean, what did you hear?
Someone actually made the comment like, maybe that's an engine going down, because we had no idea what it was like. And it was only when the boat started leaning very badly that we realized that that could not be an engine.
Now, I heard an account whereby the listing of the boat didn't happen for nearly an hour after that sound you described. Was it immediate, this tipping of the boat?
They did tip immediately. It came back upright and then actually went the opposite way that it initially started. So it did quite a bit of leaning both ways.
And so describe the scene after the light started flickering and debris started flying. Did people try and get out of this dining area?
Oh, wow. Yeah, people started running immediately and up the stairs, out. No one, everyone just forgot about their dinner and ran. And there was messes all over the floor, broken dishes, water, wine, food everywhere. And everyone was just running like crazy, holding hands and getting out of there. I actually got separated from half of my group members.
Mm.
And only I was with one other person instead of all five of us.
Mm.
And me and one other person managed to get back to our room. I had to change out of my dinnerware because I was wearing a fancy dress and heels. And I thought, if I have to get off this boat, there's no way I can get into a lifeboat in this. So I managed to change. We got a cell phone, a credit card, and our life vest. And we managed to get to the lifeboats.
So you were thinking clearly enough to kind of make all these plans ahead of time in the event that you needed to get
in. I don't know where that came from. I really don't. But we were really thinking, okay, if we get on the lifeboat and we get through this, then what's next? We have to get somewhere because the ship, I guess, we already had decided was going down.
How close to shore were you at this point? Were you able to see the shore?
Honestly, I couldn't see anything at that point. I mean, it was pitch black outside. There were very little lights on in the boat. And from where we were standing on the deck, we could not see anything. I was on the side of the boat that was up. So I was looking at sky and not water. And I had no idea if we were in the middle of the ocean. Were we close to the shore? Mm. I had no idea where we were at.
Lauren, I assume many others on the boat had the same survival instinct as you. Was everybody getting out on deck and trying to get into lifeboats at this point?
That night, when we made it to the deck where the lifeboats were, I've never seen such a chaotic, life-threatening scene. People almost turned into animals trying to save themselves and their families. People were fighting to get on boats, and when the boats were becoming overcrowded, the crews were having trouble trying to keep passengers from getting on the boats, and the passengers that were already on the lifeboats were screaming at crew members and at other passengers to stay away because they were fearful that the pulleys would break or the boats would break. It was right out of the Titanic.
I'm just curious to know, too, was there any warning after you heard this loud sound like an engine and the ship mm-hmm. gashed itself? Was there any warning signal, a siren of some sort?
No, there wasn't. After the initial impact, they came over the loudspeaker several times and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, the situation's under control. There's an electrical problem. It's a generator. We're working on the situation. Please stay calm." That announcement came over several times. It wasn't until an hour after we had made it to the lifeboats that they finally sounded the alarm to evacuate ship. And unless you knew what that alarm meant, you would not know because we hadn't had an emergency drill yet.
Lauren, how are the rest of your friends that you went on this trip with?
They are tired and very happy to be home. We have a lot of people to thank. There were a lot of people back here in the States that made a lot of calls on our behalf and helped us get back home. And crazy as it sounds, there were a lot of random people in Italy that helped us out. We had a driver there that we had used earlier the day before on Thursday drive us around, and we called him, and he came and picked us up and drove us around for free because we had no cash on us whatsoever. And there was a hotel that gave us free breakfast.
Wow.
And just people like that who made such a terrible situation just easier on us when we had nothing to offer.
Lauren, it occurs to me that it must be very weird to be back home in Kentucky on a Monday when not even 3 days ago you found yourself as one of many people at the center of an unfolding disaster.
It is very surreal. I think I should be in Barcelona today, according to my schedule. Everyone who was on that ship lost everything. I mean, all their clothes, all of their belongings, you know, were all left on that ship. No one hardly got out with anything, and it's just a surreal experience to, you know, fly home with absolutely nothing.
Must be somewhat humbling.
It is. It really is.
Had you ever traveled on a cruise ship before, and would you do it again?
This was my first cruise, and it will probably be my last cruise, for sure.
Lauren Moore from Bowling Green, Kentucky, who got home late last night after being a passenger on the stricken cruise ship, the Costa Concordia. Lauren, very good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.